America is the richest country.
America is a religious country. Richest.
Oh,
richest, yes.
An unbelievable richest.
Yes, it is. And it's
I just go sit in my office and they pay me money.
It is a very rich one. And you know, the Bible says it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And America is like Sodom and Gomorrah,
unless
of bread.
You take the riches as a God-given rich and do it according to His will.
Like you said, show fruits worthy of repentance.
Yes.
Like when you walked up, you said that. Yes, exactly. That's what we want to do. And so on that gospel card... Oh, my brother's here. If you'd like to talk to my brother. I'm sorry, I didn't see you over there.
I mean, America's so rich that an old man like me just gets money for going and doing a little bit of things.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, nowhere in the world, you know. Go to other countries like Asia, you go to work in the morning at 7 o'clock, you come back at 10 o'clock, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Very hardworking. A lot of people, like a labor work and all. Just like a daily food for them. You know?
Right. He was saying how this is $70, you could buy money or buy rice for somebody in Nepal. And then I explained him this wasn't biblical anyway.
You can get for 2 to 3 weeks for $70. So I'd rather give that. I told them I'd rather give that $70. I'm going to Nepal next week.
And I explained to him this wasn't biblical Christianity anyway. And we went through the gospel and I warned him about man-made religion. And then I told him that we all serve the poor people to the rich people. If somebody's hungry, we help them. But we give everybody the word of God and the truth. Because he walked up saying we need to show fruits worthy of repentance.
Yeah.
I was just catching you up on what we were talking about.
Yeah. So, I guess my question
is... yes, it's so rich that, you know... Even the marriage is all screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this man?
I mean, the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. There were fullness of bread, idleness, masturbating, the needy.
Yeah, I came from a poor country, India.
Yeah.
I mean, we were okay.
But my question is, what are you living for, sir? Are you living for the temporary? Are you living for this world? Or are you living for the kingdom of God?
No, strictly speaking, I should be living... Like all other Indian community, I should be making a lot of money. Since I don't have a lot of money, nobody accepts me. But that's okay.
Well,
what little I have, I go abroad.
Well, your only hope, sir, is if you look for the kingdom of God now. The kingdom of God is eternal. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
I was kicked out of the seminary too, so no problem with that.
So are you being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ?
I cannot achieve that, but... I try to.
Okay.
That's a goal. That's an example. But I'm kicked out of the seminary anyway.
Okay, well, I would encourage you to go deeper. Test yourself to the Word of God, because we have to come out of the world. We have to be holy and set apart for God. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We have to be sanctified, holy, set apart. The world is going to hate us. If you're born of Jesus Christ, Jesus said the world will hate you.
Oh, yeah, they hate you. The problem is, you know, how are they kicking me out of the job? I always get another job.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know why, but...
The Lord will always provide. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I encourage you.
I mean,
Seek after God.
I work here in the U.S. Get some money, but go abroad, have a life there.
Yeah.
Asia, interact with people.
That's not this.
Try to be a witness. Come back here, work hard, self-supporting.
Well, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and I encourage you to be a Noah in your generation. You know, Noah stood against hundreds of thousands of people that were on the face of the earth. Only his family, 8 people, got on the ark.
But if you go to 4 countries in Asia, there are so many people that, you know, live on like $5-$10 a day. But they have so much faith. And happiness, and insight, the confidence.
Well, they have to have faith in Jesus Christ. They have to repent, come out of the world. They have to be born again by the biblical gospel. My sister,
all have that, and I learned so much from them, the Christians.
Well,
they
make
have
sure
left.
You're...
They have left their old religion. They have come to Christ.
Well, make sure everything's aligned with the Word of God. You have to make sure yourself, sir. You can't just say, well, they're a Christian and they're so nice to me, that must be the... They must be
nice.
Saved.
Even when my friends, my team started in a non-profit in Nepal, you can't openly preach like this, they'll put you in jail.
Oh, yeah,
in Nepal.
I believe it.
So I went, according to my colleague, as an environmental professional, made a statement that, so they looked at it, peace, justice, and environment. I cannot say Jesus Christ, that's not allowed by law.
Yeah.
So peace, justice, and environment. So when they're going for the final permission from the government, they looked at all the statements and all the, they asked, oh, we're a Christian organization, isn't it? We can't say we're Christian. In Nepal, you know, can't.
Right.
I mean, that's against the law.
Yeah.
And then they approved it.
Oh, okay.
A country,
yeah,
that by law you cannot do this, has approved it, knowing that, you know, it's a non-profit, but, you know, can't have a Christian non-profit. So.
Right. So, okay.
And they knew it was Christian, and then immediately they approved it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, all I would encourage you, I'd admonish you, come out of the world, be separate, holy, set apart. You don't have to specifically preach the kingdom of God just from your life. You can be a light to those people, just from how you live, how you
dress,
they're
a light to me
how
too.
You talk.
How they became, you know, how they came out of Buddhism and Hinduism.
Check out our website.
Each has their own witness there.
Right.
Okay, anyway, gotta go back to work. Okay.
Reach out on the website. We'd love to talk with you.